Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Monday edition, the spring forward Monday edition. And we welcome back my spring chicken buddy, Dominic. How you doing, my good friend?
I am great, Crudy. Good to see you. Fancy Brian as well. Hey, man, thanks for the concert tickets. That was a blast Saturday night.
That was
Evan,
awesome.
Our fair audience, thank you so much for joining us.
You got the merch.
Dolly Rots merch, the Von Tramps, and what was the hamburger guy?
Walt Hamburger.
Walt.
Yes. Walt Hamburger, he actually ran for office in Appleton.
My stomping ground. So, yeah, some punk rock music here in locally. Cudahy, man, the X-Ray Arcade, we had a blast. So much fun. What a fun venue.
And my daughter brought her 9-year-old, she's 9, and she brought her 9-year-old friend, stayed up until the last two songs when they just passed out. But their first rock concert, it was really sweet and awesome.
Yes, well done. The cool parents, man.
You know, we compared notes. Great weekends.
All around, I got to tell you, yes, a great weekend all around. How about you, Crudy?
Oh, great weekend, man. Saw a comedian, saw a comedy show, like two comedians.
Yeah.
Historic hotel in Mayville. So, you know, sort of a bed and breakfast kind of experience.
Up to Mayberry.
It was very similar to Mayberry. Great Mexican food. Nothing more could I see. You know how I like to eat, man. Look at me.
Yeah, I know you like to eat.
And the food was great. And we saw this great show. And it was just the right amount of boozing and, you know, especially getting away from the kids. And
yes.
You know, get those nice clean sheets. You know how it goes.
Clean sheets and an empty house makes for some good times.
Oh, yeah. Indeed. Great weekend, as I mentioned.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And then Sunday night, the 60 Minutes. I want to get to that eventually. Nah, but... You got rants against callers in the last hour, man.
Come on. You know, I did dial in a little bit here. I heard CJ, and we've had this conversation about, you know, U.S. oil production.
Well, Joe Biden claims it's never been greater. And CJ claims it's never been greater than it was under Trump. And then you what? Tried Google?
Yeah. Hey, CJ, your Google broke? So here's what I found. The EIA.gov, this is the U.S. Energy Information Administration, and they put out stats for oil production here in the United States. And I'm going to start with 2017, which would have been Donald Trump's first, you know, full year in office. 9.357 million barrels per day produced in the United States. That's Donald Trump's first year. Compare that to, I don't know, Joe Biden's first year of 11.185 million
barrels. That's because he's hanging on to Trump's coattails. Trump increased that production during the Trump presidency, so that's not Joe's increased production greatest it's ever been.
You can qualify that's it, Trump's. But you know, I'm looking at first year, year over year, first year in office.
What was Trump's last year in office?
Well, let me get to that. Let me address first year. So Biden's first year compared to Trump.
So this is going to be a long form story.
19.5% greater oil production in the United States compared to Trump's first term. Trump's second term, 10.9 million. 2019, the third term, 12.289. And 2020, down 8% to 11.283. And, of course, we went down just over 1% from that to 11.185 in Biden's first term. So
the greatest ever? Was when?
The highest ever was in 2019 at 12.289. That would have been under Donald Trump.
So that's what CJ was hearkening to.
Oh, the good old days. But then what did Trump do? Why did oil production decrease by 8% over the next year?
Joe Biden's fault.
that was a third to fourth terms a year of Donald Trump.
Maybe that was an international pandemic sort of decline?
Perhaps, perhaps. But again, I got a question. What is the beef then, right? So first year compared to first year, Joe Biden's higher. And I'm not saying that's a good thing. You know, as you mentioned, don't we want to kind of get off of this whole problem? I mean, it is as a human society, to continue to burn the ground beneath our feet for energy is so basic. We need to get away from that.
So 1900s? So 1800s, maybe? I mean,
with all this, you know, energy is around us, magnetic and sun and solar winds, and I mean, go on and on and on. To be able to, we're not even up there yet, and we're still literally digging the ground beneath our feet and burning it to survive. I mean, that is ugly, it's dirty, and it's very fundamental and basic.
Well, maybe it's CJ Clampett. You know, maybe he's a oil billionaire, and we didn't even know it. You know, maybe he's tied into the industry, something of that sort. Why else would he so love some other country and some other people producing and enriching themselves on the filthiest raw material you could possibly imagine?
And listen, for other countries that are, you know, their economies are not quite as advanced as ours, it's hard, you know, given how we burned all the coal back in the day. I mean, coal is cheap and easy. It's hard to criticize them for wanting to, you know, bring their society up.
China's
the same ways that we did as a society.
Well, China's cranking out the coal-fired power plants.
Yeah.
And they are a modern society. They got a hell of a lot more high-speed rail than probably we'll ever achieve as a society. Because somewhere along the line, the Scott Walkers and the conservatives say, we hate mass transit. What if we'd have had a high-speed rail a decade ago in the state of Wisconsin? What if we'd have built that into the thinking of Wisconsin commuters? And we took a third of the people off the highway out there. Do you think gas prices would go down?
I highly doubt that a high-speed rail will take a third of the people off the highways. But
okay, CJ.
Point being, I'm just telling you, man, that's a lot of people. You think is going to all of a sudden get onto a train? How big is that train? Anyway, let me just wrap up the oil production.
You wanted the train to die. You voted for Walker in the recall, you bastard. But
so my point being to CJ and the audience out there, and to Crudy as well, Donald. Joe Biden, President Joe Biden's first term in office, produced 19.5% more oil under his watch. Of course, he didn't tell them to do that, a separate conversation, and more than 2.2% compared to Trump's second year. So stick it. As of right now, statistically speaking, Joe Biden's producing more oil per year than Donald Trump did. Now, that aside, let's address the free market capitalism, right? Oh, okay. Is Donald Trump out there when oil went up to 12.289 million barrels per day? Was that because Donald Trump was out there telling them to produce it? No. No. Did it go down because Donald Trump did something? No. These leases and their oil, they're owned by corporations, and they decide what their production is going to be based on their inputs and their variables.
Well, they're having record profits now before the Ukrainian thing. You know, the inflation, well, that also equates to massive oil profits.
Oh, right. No doubt. And when you have a guy like Putin who has the ability to move markets with war, you think he was betting on the fact that oil is going to go up after he invades Ukraine? Again, I like to see some of the future contracts before that invasion started. This could be nothing more than a stock play for a guy like Putin, because you can. And why wouldn't you if you knew this was going to go down? So, again, stick it, CJ. You know, Google it, man. You can find out the information. I didn't know. CJ sounded so positive about it, so sure about it.
I'm not sure that he was entirely incorrect. If the highest gross domestic or whatever it is, right, that's domestic oil production, if it peaked in 2019 at 12.2 million barrels,
yep,
and under Joe Biden we're at 11.2 billion barrels or whatever.
It was already declining before Joe Biden took office.
Well, yeah, because there's a pandemic.
Surely the pandemic hasn't entirely gone away. I mean, just because all of a sudden the mask mandate went down, we're still dealing with the economic influence of that. I doubt very highly.
I'm just saying statistically, CJ was right in that 2019 was the highest production. And that might be the only time you ever hear me say CJ was right about that narrow statistical truth. CJ was right.
But if you compare the first year of Donald Trump to the first year of Joe Biden, here's the point. If you look at the oil,
I'm just trying to be intellectually truthful here.
Well, as am I. But if you look, if you're going to say that the oil production went down from 2019 to 2020 by 8% under Donald Trump because of the pandemic, then if you you cannot possibly think that right when 2021 started, it was all over.
No, of course, I think it was not. Ludicrous.
So we're still getting a hangover from that.
Yeah, I think it's ludicrous to use any of these benchmarks. Do you remember how cheap gas was when the entire world was locked in their home? Right. It's shocking. I mean, hell, the pollution levels were going down. Right?
Yes.
I'd be taking that train, I'm just saying. But, you know, it was a changed world by a pandemic. And I think whether we look and say, well, Joe Biden created 6.6 million jobs. Well, no, he didn't. You know, we lost a ton of jobs.
Well, statistically,
because of
that happened under
his watch. And the price
of
gas went down because of a pandemic.
President Obama, when he took over, you know, because he took over. You know, what is it about Republicans
but
when
Obama
they
had
leave
75...
office with a depression and then the Democrats take over and they get the benefit of the turnaround?
Yeah, but I would point out Obama had six continuous years every month, 6 years and one quarter of job growth, 75 months plus of continuous job growth. That never happened under Trump. Or
Bush
W,
or anybody.
Or HW or Reagan or any of them. Come back with us. Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Are you sure it's 1 minute? Are you sure? Are you sure he's not in the line? Come back with us. I'm nearly sure that, you know, we're going to break and we'll come back and we'll do more radio. And Dominic, you know what's very important to me in this world?
What's that?
Loyalty. Loyalty. Yeah. That's like the former president. And if you want to earn my endorsement, you know, I've been getting calls. I talked to the Secretary of State of the great state of Wisconsin today. And, you know, occasionally I have conversations with other political sorts. And they all want, you know, the devil's advocate's bum. But if you want to earn an endorsement, it's going to take, you know, some greasing of the wheels, if you know what I'm saying. And what's
that
mean?
Very transactional of you, Michael.
Well, it all comes down to one thing. Loyalty, baby. I'll tell you all about it. Come back with us. We are the Devil's Advocates. Your phone calls are next. Unless you're Gary from Sussex, then you might park for a minute. The rest of you, 844-967-2789.
I did what I came to do.
So thank you.
Have at it.
Because we're very high.
All right. Do we know any coke dealers? My cousin's a cokehead.
Go get him!